a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Julian Temple and Amber Stevens, who are coming through to talk about their show, the Amber Temple Show at Pearl Diver, which is coming, 2 weeks?
A week and a day, I think.
The 2nd of May?
That's correct.
Yes, it's a week, not 2 weeks. Very awesome. Very good. How are you both doing this morning?
Good. Chilly.
You're solid? Chilly?
I'm a bit creaky in my bones from the cold, but yeah, feeling good to be here.
You're both very layered up. You especially, Julian. You got a beanie, you got a hoodie and a coat.
I describe myself as an autumn leaf this morning.
I see that. Yeah. I really like the purple coat you came in with. Looked very, very solid.
Velvet.
Yeah, velvet. Pure velvet. It's gorgeous. What would an Amber Temple look like for you guys? I want to know.
We actually just made a shirt, and it's kind of like this cool, almost like a pyramid-y type kind of stone with an eyeball in it.
Sick.
Yeah. It's quite sick. Esoteric.
What color is the stone? Is it brown?
It's amber.
It's amber? Okay, cool. Cool. Where does the eyeball come from?
I ripped it off Amber's eyeball from my photo. Actually, I think it's that one on that poster.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Speaking of the poster, you're both wearing some kind of like Joker-y-esque makeup.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
Well, it's a kind of a funny story. We needed to do some press shots for our first tour last year that we did through New Zealand, and we were just taking our own photos, you know, on the cheap, and we stood around the garden all day, and it just... At the end of the day, we had all these photos that looked like kind of a really lame white married couple. And I was like, we got to do something, you know, like, let's put... And I always kind of thought we should do some sort of masks or, you know, Day of the Dead stuff or, you know. So we just kind of decided to have a bit of fun. And that was the first photo we took. And we were like, well, that's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, and I guess the idea as well is that we take our own faces out so that we can merge into different or morph into characters. And so I think with like the face paint, that'll be one type of look that we do throughout the shows. And we kind of keep changing like different masks and things because we, throughout the show, we take on different characters and perform them.
True. Do these characters have names? Do they have addresses? Do they have locations?
Some.
Yeah.
some are a little bit, yeah, more vague probably.
Yeah.
Are they a representative of emotions, of points in your life, of yourselves?
Not really. We're not doing too much personal stuff. It's more telling stories of all kinds of different things. Really. Mm. Yeah.
Like young girls, old men, like totally different kind of characters and different... So you can imagine... So Julian's writing the songs about them and creating real characters which are going through a particular situation, and obviously there's historical reference to what they've done and where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
And then that storytelling then... So you can kind of get a feeling of what they would look like, and then I articulate them through the dance and through mime and through... Yeah, so you basically your contemporary dance, really.
Awesome. What kind of... it's contemporary dance?
It's contemporary dance.
Cool.
Yep, largely contemporary. You can see little bits of hip-hop in there. Some kind of also miming, also theatre.
Lots of acting, yeah.
Lots of acting and kind of like stage. I've done a lot of stage work and dance work. I've been studying dance since I was 4, so there's lots of different kind of things that you'll see, but basically it's my own language that I've created through the dance.
Awesome. Yep. Now you've come to Otipoti from Queenstown.
Yes.
How are you finding the dance or like theatre scene here? Do you think it's pretty solid?
I would have thought that there would have been a little bit more. I've come down to Otipoti before in years past, and there's been a stronger, to be fair, there's been stronger dance scene here. Dance Otipoti is doing an amazing job of trying to really bring that out now, and Anna is trying to get that all going. But in terms of a contemporary dance scene, not so much.
I think, you know, we were already struggling with music venues before. Yeah. Now I've got a few more, but really our theatre has suffered quite a bit with the closure of... What was the closure?
Fortune Theatre.
The Fortune Theatre. That's the one that got closed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
and
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, rest in peace. And a few other bits and pieces there. It's unfortunate, I think. But hopefully it gets better. Hopefully it gets way better.
Like, yeah, there's little bits and pieces, like Jeremy Beck, when he performed in the Arts Festival, that's obviously a hometown boy doing something really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Brown just did something in a site-specific piece. So there's bits happening, but in terms of having like a centralised theatre or place where dancers can come and train, that's not really happening.
Yeah.
Yet, hopefully, something will start to emerge.
I think also it's one of those things, it's pretty fringe, so I think if you look, there is stuff happening sometimes, but it's not in your face.
Yeah, it's more of a subculture. You kind of have to seek it out, so to speak.
That's right.
So you're performing the characters that you're writing, essentially.
Correct. Yes.
Yes. And how long have these songs been tickling around your cranium for?
We started writing them together about 2 years ago, I would say. Yeah, maybe about a year and a half ago, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And you think kind of vignettes, small little short, sharp, short stories almost. But then there's also kind of this overarching theme going through the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Can you spoil the overarching theme?
I can't. I think it's one of those things you don't want to say too much about art, because then
you have to feel it more.
It's actually it actually belongs to the audience just as much as it kind of belongs to you. So you want them to have their own idea about what it means, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very, very fair. I think that's good to not spoil too much.
Correct.
Even though I am very, very curious to know what the theme is.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, the dance show is going to be communicating many stories from the show description. These include looming death, unwavering love, as well as trials and tribulations. It'll also be communicating environmentalism and a satirical social commentary. Shouldn't we keep politics out of it? Come on.
Do you want to go into politics?
I'm kidding. That's a satire. But please, yes, I want to know what you're satirizing.
No. There's not too. I mean, there's a tiny little bit of environmentalism probably in there, but the political thing. It's not really. It's more kind of beyond politics. It's about the human condition.
It's
I would
a human
say.
Condition, yeah. Definitely, rather than specific politicians and their ways. But it definitely is looking at different antics or way of looking or conducting oneself within the world we live in and with others, and sort of the themes of human, you're right, that human condition, human nature more than anything, that would be probably what I would say is more the political angle of it. Mm-hmm. I would,
and how we're shaped by, I guess, just our reality.
And things, emotions that we have and need to, or conditions that we have psychologically that draw us to make certain actions, make choices, and how we choose to behave towards other people, with ourselves. Mm. Yeah.
Awesome. And the first show is going to be with the entire alphabet and the Beatniks' very own Sam Charlesworth. How do you choose these two guests to help you tell your stories?
Oh, we just wanted to have a diverse kind of lineup, and we really wanted a pretty heavy sound at some point in the night, like with drums and percussion, because obviously I'm just using loops and guitars. Amber's dancing, so it's a little bit more mellow. So I wanted to have that band aspect to the night.
Mm.
Obviously, the entire alphabet are one of our favorites. Amber studies bass with Bugs. My kids all study drums with Paul. And Sam Charlesworth, I just see him at the beach all the time. We both surf, and he plays with with my son's band a lot, Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of just got to talking to him, and I've heard a couple of his solo tracks, and I thought they were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just got to talking, and I said, "Hey, do you want to?" And he said, "Yeah, I think I'm just getting back from the States around then." So I think he's even putting out a single the next day on May 3rd. So it kind of
lines up quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And then, so you're taking it to Pearl Diver first, and then after that you've got a few more shows booked around
the So one of them is the next night in Arrowtown, which is actually International Dance Day, isn't it?
Yes.
Whoa.
So that's quite cool. It also, randomly, we didn't even plan that. It falls on the weekend of the International Dance. And that'll be at Slow Cuts in Arrowtown, Amber's old stomping grounds. And then we're also playing Night of the Arts in Invercargill. Yeah, which is your
hometown.
Hometown.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Raven Waihopa, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so we're doing three shows that night all around the city. It's a big kind of night of cool stuff happening around the place.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. It sounds like you guys have a pretty packed May.
Yeah, and then I think we'll go up the West Coast and do a few shows up there and maybe try to get into the Muscle Inn at some stage.
Yeah.
That's my... We really always try to do a pilgrimage to the Muscle Inn in Takaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
And
yeah.
Also, definitely go up to Christchurch as well.
Yeah, we'll go across. We're going. We're going to try to get everywhere. We don't have everything booked yet, but it's all in the kind of process at the moment.
Nice. Well, you know, showing up is half the thing.
That's correct.
Half the job. Thank you both for coming on the program. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the show before we close our chat?
I'll leave that to Amber. Would you like to say anything about the show?
Definitely book a ticket first, because you're going to save $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, under the radar.
Under the radar, yeah.
And also, just come for some entertainment, and it's something a little bit different. And, yeah, come and support the artists and all the other artists, and we'd love to see you down there. And also, I just want to say a big ups to Pearl Diver for creating such a such an awesome environment for... likes of us and other artists.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
Well needed.
They're really an awesome job. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're filling a need for sure.
They are.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you want to go and see the Amber Temple with the entire Alphabet and Tim Charlesworth, you can go do that on May the 2nd, next Friday, at Pearl Diver. Starts at 9. You can find tickets on Under the Radar. Thank you both for coming on the program.
Thank you so
much
for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Cool.
All right, folks. That was Julian Temple and Amber Stevens. We're talking about their show next Friday. Coming up at 10:30, we have Tom Healy from the clothing company Alarf. We're talking about their new T-shirt collection release, which is going to be very fun. And that's coming up in 15 minutes. Here's the Julian Temple Band with No Evil. You're listening to The One.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.